And back to straight political news. Each Tuesday until Election Day, Day to Day is looking at the political contests and issues in Western states. And in several of those states this November, one big issue is land use. You know that governments can take your property to build a road, for instance, but then they have to pay you for it. But what if a local or state or even federal government does something that merely devalues your property? Build a prison next door, maybe. From Seattle, Austin Jenkins of the Northwest News Network reports.
The four states with property rights measures on the ballot are California, Arizona, Washington, and Idaho. They are spinoffs of Measure 37 in Oregon, which passed 2 years ago. Measure 37 says if government enacts regulations that hurt the value of your land, it must either compensate you or waive the regulation. Dennis and Ellen von Wald voted for it. They are a retired couple living out their golden years in the hills of Washington County, Oregon, halfway between Portland and the Pacific Coast.
You've got forest land. You've got just quiet. Peace and quiet.
The von Walds own 50 acres out here. When they bought their property more than 30 years ago, they planned to someday subdivide the land into 8 or 9 home sites to help fund their retirement. But then in the 1970s, Oregon enacted some of the strictest land use regulations in the nation. Those rules essentially prohibited the von Walds from dividing up and selling off their land.
It's not fair. It's taking my rights away, rights that I bought and paid for.
Flash forward to 2006, and the von Walds now have the law on their side. Sort of. Through Measure 37, they've won a waiver to subdivide their property, but there's a catch. The Oregon Attorney General says Measure 37 waivers are non-transferable. That means, at least for now, you can sell off your land, but not the right to build on it. Dennis von Wald feels stymied.
I have to build it. I have to build it and finance it myself, that no bank's going to do it.
You can't subdivide and sell.
No. As far as I know, if you subdivide, you have to tell the person that, hey, you can't build on it.
Ultimately, the courts or the Oregon legislature will likely have the final say on the transfer of waivers. Already, the courts have been asked to rule on the constitutionality of Measure 37. The legal questions swirling around the measure have frustrated property owners who feel they're still limited in what they can do with their land. Professor Sheila Martin at Portland State University says the legal limbo has scared off lenders and stalled new development.
What you'll see is with over 3,000 claims, not much has happened on the ground in terms of development, and that's because of the huge amount of legal uncertainty around the measure.
But that's not stopping property owners from filing Measure 37 claims. The tally so far, 3,000-plus claims totaling more than $4 billion. It's cost the government millions of dollars in administrative costs, but so far neither the state nor the counties have paid out a single dime to aggrieved property owners. Instead, 9 times out of 10, the claim is approved and the claimant gets a waiver to go ahead and develop.
We refer to this time period as the calm before the storm.
Eric Stashen is communications director for Thousand Friends of Oregon, the organization that led the fight against Measure 37. In the short term, he's relieved construction has stalled because of the legal cloud hanging over Measure 37. But he says if you sift through the claims, there's reason for alarm.
Claims for things like gravel pit, an expanded garbage dump next to a winery, a pumice mine in a national monument, many, many claims for large subdivisions. What we've seen is essentially a lot of potentially really awful development in pockets of the state that are rural by nature.
Measure 37 backers say opponents continue to cry wolf. David Honeycutt is executive director of Oregonians in Action, the sponsor of Measure 37. He says the reality 2 years later is Measure 37 has not caused the sky to fall.
The headline is that Measure 37 has been the most overhyped measure in the history of the state of Oregon.
The question is, what does the future hold? It wasn't until February of this year that the Oregon Supreme Court finally ruled Measure 37 constitutional, overturning a lower court ruling. The authors of the property rights measures on the ballot this year have tried to learn from the Oregon experience. They've built in language aimed at trying to avoid some of the legal snags. Even so, if these measures pass, legal challenges are sure to follow. For NPR News, I'm Austin Jenkins reporting.
Did you get all those figures in Austin's report, dear listeners? The dollars and the claims of this and that. It's hard to keep all that in mind on the radio, isn't it? That's why there is now NPR.org, where you can find our political reporting up to our editorial standards all the time.